about a young woman trying to find her place at work, in relationships, and within her family. And things are not looking good, as she's lost a family heirloom containing holy water, and she's debating whether to replace it with iron brew or Sprite. That's coming up after this.
On BBC Radio 4.
Grey, watery, tasteless.
Oh, I can see now why you moan about the canteen.
I can't go on eating this bland, overcooked food.
Maddo Jaffrey's journey from actress to pioneering Indian cookery writer.
Are you actually going to cook?
Of course.
Starring Archie Punjabi.
We are having keema with fried onions and egg curry.
I couldn't even make a cup of tea when I first moved in.
An Invitation to Indian Cooking by Maddo Jaffrey. Next Monday to Friday morning at 10:45 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now then, there's no point crying over spilled water in the latest episode of Amna Saleem's Better Female.
Better Female by Amna Saleem. Episode 4, The Zamzam Pani.
What took you so long, Harris?
I came back as fast as I could.
Well, I've been waiting for ages.
I was helping Dad.
Dad's upstairs.
Fine. I couldn't be bothered.
I could have been dying.
Are you aye?
No, but you don't know that. Did you get the stuff?
What stuff? The groceries? What exactly is the emergency? Did you spill something?
Shh. Keep your voice down. Are you trying to get me killed?
Are you high? This is why you're not allowed to take Cocodamol anymore.
No, Mum asked me to let the builders in while she was out, and I told them to grab a drink from the fridge, and...
And what?
Well, one of them took a Sprite.
Can or bottle?
Bottle.
Bottle?
Yes.
You sure it wasn't an Iron Brew one or a Coke?
I'm sure. It was a bottle of Sprite from the top left corner of the fridge.
Why did you not stop them?
It all happened so quickly! One minute I was getting them snacks from the attic cupboard, and the next minute I see the hot one take the bottle to the garden.
Oh my God!
I know, and I tried to get it back, but it was so ox. And then...
And then?
I was watching them through the kitchen window trying to figure out what to do when he opened it, and...
And what?
He took a sip, but it obviously must have tasted strange, so...
Please don't tell me you let someone pour out Mum's 25-year-old bottle of Zam Zam Pani onto the grass.
He didn't pour it out.
Thank God.
He knocked it over.
So it's just, like, gone? All of it?
All of it.
You didn't even save the bottle?
It went in the big skip.
I thought you were tricking me into getting you snacks, not making me an accomplice. Funny how in an emergency you still had time to ask for Nutella and bagels.
Well, sue me for wanting some comfort after my ordeal.
Well, you better enjoy it, because if Mum finds out, it's going to be your last meal.
I know. She's already annoyed at me for not answering the landline as if it's going to be someone other than a telemarketer and, like, what am I, the house receptionist?
If you'd answered your phone when she called you the first three times, then she wouldn't have had to call the landline.
Well, you know what I mean.
I never know what you mean.
Well, did you get the Sprite or not?
Aye, but I wouldn't if I knew what I was being dragged into. How is it that the Zam Zam Pani survived two continents, three countries and four flights? But couldn't get through a visit home by you?
Believe it or not, I don't keep holy water in my own fridge, so it's easy to forget when I'm here I'm supposed to be protecting a bottle of Sprite with my life.
You're no Spider-Man trapped in a life of reluctant responsibility. You just had to let someone not drink it. That's it.
Look, all I need to do is make a new bottle look a bit worn out and then fill it with salty-ish water.
But the label and even the bottle is different. It's clear now. No green.
What? No. No, the bottle's definitely green.
No. They're clear now because it's harder to recycle colour bottles.
You've got to be kidding me.
You'll no get away with it.
Oh, for God's sake. If everyone had just taken climate change more seriously in the first place, then none of this would be happening.
Aye. This is the whole world's fault and nothing to do with you letting a bunch of builders into our fridge unsupervised.
I feel like something as precious as Zam Zam Pani should be at least kept in a freezer where it's more secure. This could happen to anybody.
And yeah, it happened to you. Right. Well... Good luck and God bless. I'm out.
No, no, no. No, you've got to help me, please. The green bottles must still exist somewhere.
Probably, but the label will still be different.
Screw it. Just give me that bottle. She won't notice. By the time she does, I'll be back in London.
At which point, we will have to deal with the fallout. Nice.
Well, when you say it like that, it sounds selfish, but what am I supposed to do?
You could tell the truth.
No, thank you. Next option, please.
Time travel back to this morning and not let anyone get hold of the bottle?
Well, can I go back to last week when I decided to cut my own hair first? I always cut in a fringe and I always regret it.
I'd go back to the moment you text me for help so I could ignore it and avoid all of this.
Fine. I'll tell her, but you have to confess to your own misdeeds too then.
What misdeeds? I've never done anything this stupid.
Okay, cool.
Where are you going?
To your room.
That's an invasion of privacy.
Well, you should be more concerned about what Mum and Dad will do when they find out what's behind your bedside table.
You wouldn't.
Think about it. How can you go on a boy's holiday next week when you're grounded?
Fine. I'll go throw the bottle around outside to make it look less new, but just so you know, Sun is officially my favourite sister now.
For now, I'm not worried.
So why are you really here?
I can't win. First I'm accused of not visiting enough and now I'm visiting too much. Which is it?
I'm just asking, Beta. Did everything go okay with Andy and the builders?
They seemed in good spirits today, wouldn't you say, Amna?
It was fine. They came, they built, they went. They did what builders do. I thought you had to go out again, Mum.
Oh, just to the meat shop. How is the patio looking?
Bless.
By good weather, which is why they got so much done.
Are we expecting Theo too? Because I'll need to buy more meat.
No, just me. I needed a break from London and I'm too broke to go on a real holiday, so I just thought...
This isn't a hotel.
Did I say this was a hotel?
I'm not housekeeping.
I didn't say you were. I just wanted to come home for some reason that is now escaping me.
Speaking of escaping things, guess who I saw on Facebook?
Who?
Shabana.
From Bear's Den?
Yes.
Oh, she made the best lamb chops.
Acha, did she now? How nice for her.
Why are you stalking our almost mum?
She wasn't your almost mum. They met twice.
Yeah, but back in your day, wasn't that basically a relationship?
Who is Shabana?
Remember when we were at Nando's in town ages ago and this very friendly auntie G came by and wouldn't stop touching Dad's arm?
Well, friendly is a nice way of putting it. She's a whore.
Mum, you got the guy. Calm down.
She's a nice lady.
You're not helping Dad.
Acha, a nice lady? Well, this nice lady can get to...
Thank God. Time for your insulin, Dad.
Okay, Beta. Can you bring it into the other room for me? The news is on.
Oh, let Shabana get his insulin.
How are you still jealous of a woman from 30 years ago? You have a mortgage, a ring, and 3 kids with the man. Can you chill?
Oh, she thinks she's so special because she was on a Pakistani soap opera.
My almost mum was an actress. That's so cool.
Abakwasnikar, stop calling her that. She can't act, so don't get too excited.
Oh, she did a really good job acting like you didn't exist when she came to our table, though.
See? She couldn't even act like she had manners.
She is just as threatened by you, except she has a reason to be. You don't.
Threatened? By little old me? Really? No.
Now who's the actress? What drama was she on? Can I get it on YouTube? We can watch it tonight.
No, I need the living room tonight.
What do you need it for?
I've got the boys coming over. We're going to get a munchie box and finalise holiday plans.
That sounds nice. Can I join?
No, you're no invited. Go hang out with your own friends.
I still can't believe he gets to go on holidays with his friends when at his age I was barely allowed to leave the general cul-de-sac.
Well, it's a different time now.
How convenient that it's a different time now that it's a boy asking to do these things.
Oh, not like anything we said ever stopped you anyway, Beta.
Well, the point is, you shouldn't have said any of it. He gets the hippie do whatever makes you happy parents and I got the hardcore everything is haram parents.
Not that you would know, but parenting doesn't exactly come with a manual.
Well, the oldest child of every family should get a paycheck. We're basically the crash test dummy of siblings. It's like being in a clinical trial except those are voluntary.
Is this your new therapist talking? I knew you'd turn against me.
Yes, Ma. My therapist is out to get you. One day someone will make a true crime podcast about us.
Oh, menu pata hai. It's so easy to blame the mother for everything.
I offered to sort you out with one too. This isn't a conspiracy.
No, thanks. My generation just gets on with things.
Yeah, and you all seem completely sound of mind shouting into the ether about avocados while living in houses you bought for £5.
Well, your generation needs to talk less and work more. Not everything is about your feelings. You all have the attention spans of a goldfish.
And you guys seem to have exactly 3 emotions. Anger, repressed anger and nuclear anger. Consider the generation in power as Exhibit A and Dad's side of the family as Exhibit B. My generation is a lot more switched on than you want to believe.
Acha Baba, Miss Switched On. Weren't you supposed to be taking your diabetic daddy's insulin?
Oh crap, Dad.
Exhibit C, You talked about yourself so long that you nearly killed your father. That's what you should be talking to your therapist about.
Where is she off to?
She forgot to give Dad his insulin.
I just gave it to him. You both talk a lot.
Oh, great. Now she really is going to kill him.
Can you hurry up? I'm pretty sure I saw something move in the corner of the garage.
This would go a lot faster if you'd helped.
It moved again. No, I'm not coming any further in.
It's a cat. I thought witches like you love them.
This witch likes dogs. Cats still creep me out. They just slink about the place like they know what I'm thinking. I don't trust them. They're up to something.
They can probably sense that you're a space cadet, not from this planet.
I wish. Harris, can we not just tell Mum we looked, but we couldn't find them? We shouldn't be encouraging her.
It's just dishes.
It's not just dishes. It's the expensive dishes we're not allowed to use even on Eid. Suspicious, no?
They're all plates to me. I don't care.
It's all getting out of hand. This Shabana thing has made her extra annoying. Have you seen her new profile pic? Like, we get it, Ma. You have a man.
Ah, is that why she's updated her Facebook status to say married?
Yeah, and then she made Dad a Facebook just so she could tag him in it. I'm starting to think that social media might be bad.
Shouldn't you be nicer to Mum since she lost her special water?
No, that would make her suspicious. You think if I stop being sweet, she won't immediately wonder what's wrong. The best thing is to be super normal.
I feel like being regular normal is a challenge for you. I still think you should tell her.
No. No. And if you want to go on your holiday, you'll keep your mouth shut too.
You're the reason we can't have nice things.
I'm the reason you have all the things. And don't you forget it.
As if you'd let me.
But Joe, can you help me inside with these?
I have to go. But I'm now well. And she said she'll help you cook. I'll be back later.
Yeah, I'd love to help, Mum. What should I do first? Your hair looks really nice today, by the way. So what are we making?
Dal, what's wrong? Did someone die? Are you high? You know you're not allowed to take cold cordial anymore.
See?
See what?
See you later.
Okay, so I've done the tomatoes. What now?
We'll cut the onions, no less than a quarter of an inch. Then do the chilies.
Okay. Can I put some music on?
No, pay attention.
Mum, what's this?
Nothing, just keep cutting.
No, Mum, this is not okay. You haven't even eaten at a restaurant, so how can you leave a negative review?
Well, I don't have to eat there to know she's a bad cook.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's exactly how reviews work. Otherwise, what are you reviewing? You should take this down.
You're cutting them too thin. I said a quarter of an inch.
Amazon too.
Well, I watched all the DVDs of a terrible drama, so I'm allowed to leave a review.
Oh, fine, but I'm deleting the restaurant one.
Well, do it quickly. I need the onions sometime today, Beta.
Are you planning on feeding Dad or poisoning him? Actually, don't tell me. I want to be able to mean it when I say I have no idea what happened when the police ask.
It's just dinner, like every other night.
Well, maybe we can put the extra garam masala back in the cupboard for another day then. Just looking at it makes my eyes sting.
Can you just stir this while I get some things out of the fridge?
You stir, I'll get it. What do you need?
No, it'll be quicker if I do it.
So that Shabana, she sounds like a right piece of work. Tell me more about how much you hate her.
Amina, stop stirring and keep stirring. Talala ge, don't let the bottom burn.
Yeah, but I am, but maybe I'm not doing it right. Maybe you should leave the fridge and come back to check before I ruin it.
I think you can manage.
I read a story recently about break-ins where they don't take your big stuff, they take all the small stuff like cutlery and pillows and things from the fridge. It's so weird, but apparently it's a thing now.
More cutting, less talking. I need the onions now.
Well, I've only half of one left to do. Take these.
Oh, now these are too thick.
Well, I'll cut them in half.
Better then, they'll be too thin.
So, they're onions. Just put them in the thing. No one's going to die.
You're ruining dinner.
You're ruining my will to live.
Oh, just go upstairs and play, Amina.
Play? I'm not nine.
You could have fooled me. Just jabby. I'll do it myself.
Are you still there? Nora?
Yeah, sorry. I dropped it on my face again.
My phone is too big for my hand as well. I had to get one of those things that you attach to the back so you can hold it better. I'll get you one.
Oh, thanks. Sorry, so you nearly murdered your dad?
Well, he almost ended up with a double dose of insulin, but luckily I'm not in the habit of injecting people while they're napping.
I don't want to tell you how to drug your family, but can he inject himself?
He normally does, but he's hurt his hand, so we're taking it in turns until it's better or the machine thingy comes.
I can't remember what the other thing you said was, but I feel like if I try to say it, it's definitely going to sound racist.
Zum zum pani? Oh, basically, we keep blessed well water in a Sprite bottle in the fridge and it got spilled on my watch. That sentence makes it sound like spirits were released upon the spillage, but so far things haven't descended into anything other than anxiety.
So, holy water?
Aye.
My gran keeps hers in a bottle in the freezer. She claims it's more secure.
That's what I said. She's smart.
But every so often someone thinks it's vodka, so I'm pretty sure it's been replaced like 7 times by now.
With water or holy water?
Holy water. And once with vodka. And that was an interesting Easter.
I replaced ours with water, but do you think that cancels out the blessings if I steal some holy water from another relative who I know is holding?
I am not an expert, but I would say yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Look, how's home been other than, you know, near murders and the Holy Ghost?
It's fine. I always think it's going to be relaxing, and it always ends up the opposite. Did I mention that my mum is Facebook stalking a woman who had a crush on my dad over 20 years ago?
Who's the woman? An ex?
Not really, more of an acquaintance. She's a Pakistani actress who apparently once made my dad the best lamb chops he's ever had.
And I take it your mum took that in a normal and laid-back fashion.
Oh, she's been leaving rude reviews under the actress's work, so she's handling it exactly as I would have predicted.
Poor lady!
More like my poor dad. I had to stop my mum from dumping the whole spice shelf into dinner. I am slightly concerned about what went down after she made me leave.
Your dad needs one of those guys who tastes food for highly important officials to make sure it's not laced with anything.
Surely the salary for such a job can't possibly outweigh the potential consequences, right? It's basically Russian roulette, but with poison.
Everyone has a price.
Do you have someone over?
It's just a TV.
Nora, please tell me you aren't seeing June again.
Nope, not Jill. How long are you at your parents' for?
Figured I might as well spend my birthday here, so likely back after the weekend. Just really want to sleep and stream my way through this one.
Why? Are you okay? Did Theo forget again?
Just in the mood for a low-key one, that's all.
Getting refreshed for next Thursday?
Exactly. I really, really want this job. They seem to like me, but who knows?
A second interview is a big deal. And you've got a good shot. I've got my fingers crossed for you. Soon enough, you'll be posting passive-aggressive notes to the office microwave again.
That wasn't me. I agree with everything it said, but it wasn't me who wrote it.
See, English people don't use the word outwit, so I find it a little suspicious.
But I definitely didn't write it.
But you dictated it.
Maybe.
Anna! That stupid note basically caused World War III in my office.
Well, in my defence, the guy was writing something way worse, so I just suggested a few tweaks to give it less of a I'm-gonna-rip-your-face-off tone. So really, I saved you from a lawsuit.
Thanks so much. I'm never hiring you as a temp again.
Well, hopefully you won't have to.
Amna! Venom! Set the table. Now, please.
Ah, that's my mum. It's dinner already. Sorry, I thought it was much earlier. Time has lost all meaning today. I'll call you tomorrow?
Sure.
If you don't hear from me, it's because I accidentally opened a portal to a different universe in my back garden and it swallowed me whole.
Who knows? It can't be any weirder universe than this one we're in right now.
True. I'll keep you posted. Tell Jen I said hi.
It's not Jill.
Who is it then?
No one.
Okay. Give Joe my mild best.
Dinner smells so good.
I thought we were getting a munchie box.
But I'm going to have a wee swatch of this first.
This is an elaborate feast for a Thursday, Mother. What's the occasion?
No occasion. I got inspired in the kitchen, no thanks to you.
Well, I'm never going to cut onions to the exact dimensions that you want, Mother. You're just going to have to accept that.
It's not that hard. What do you think a quarter of an inch means?
You don't want to know. And please do share exactly what it is on the menu. I thought it was dal tonight.
Well, it is.
And?
Some chicken tikka, tadka dal, chawal, garlic potatoes and kheer.
And what's in this bad boy?
Just some lamb chops.
Lamb chops? I see. Just felt like it, did you? No reason?
No reason. I was at the meat shop and they had an offer.
The meat shop had an offer? That's the story you're sticking to?
Set the table, Miss Marple.
Dinner smells good. What are we having?
A 5-course meal by the looks of it.
Of course. I left your anniversary present in the car. 1 minute, I'll just...
That's next month, Dad. Mum just felt inspired. No reason, apparently.
Oh, aren't we lucky? Thank you.
Look at that. Is it good?
Mum, he literally just sat down.
Beta, can you get me a Diet Coke?
I'll get it.
Mum, maybe put the rolling pin down before you come over here.
This is delicious, Mum.
You're such a suck-up.
I have a boys' holiday to protect at all costs, thanks to you.
Harris, can you add Diet Coke to the shopping list? This is the last one.
I'll do it.
Pretty sure you've done enough today.
So, what do you think?
The lamb chops are a bit...
A bit what?
Spicy, but first class, top notch.
Better than everyone else's, yes?
Yes, the best.
Don't be silly. It was nothing. No big deal. Just something I whipped up at the last minute.
I thought we were about to end up with four Eids.
I was too scared to move. I really thought he was going to say dry.
Remember the last time he said the D word?
Yeah, that's how Mum got a Rolex. But in her defence, it wasn't dry. He was just in a bad mood.
It's nice we have such stable role models.
Well, at least you have time to unlearn all of this. It's like hardwired in for me.
Amina, beta, can you take a photo of your dad enjoying dinner?
Sure, give me your phone.
No, actually, let me get in. Acha, now you can take it now, huh? Are you taking it?
No, I'm deactivating your Facebook. You just had to look up Dad's ex. Couldn't just get radicalised like everyone else's parents.
Beta, what are you doing today?
Oh, just gonna read and watch TV, I think. And no, I'm not changing out of my pyjamas. I'm on holiday.
Great. So you're free to help me clean the kitchen.
No, actually, I forgot. I've got to go and meet...
Mr. Gloves and Mrs. Sponge. You do the cooker while I empty the fridge.
The fridge is fine. Barely anything in it. What about mopping? I can do that.
Ovi Kadla, you can mop if you want.
It was more of an either-or suggestion, not an addition.
Are you helping or not?
Okay, but I'd rather do the fridge. Can we swap?
Since when? It makes you sick when you have to touch anything soft that shouldn't be soft.
That was when I was a kid. I'm an adult now. I can do it. So what was Auntie Jasmine saying in the group chat? You seemed annoyed.
I was, but it's fine now. I think someone might have spilled something in there, so make sure you get it.
Find the smell, my least favourite game.
We can swap back.
Nope, I got it. Looks like Harris and Dad finished all the Coke and the Sprite too. Must have been thirsty. And I saw a neighbour take something from here early too. A Sprite, I think.
So, your dad thinks you're sad, are you?
Why does Dad always ask me questions through you?
Well, he's a man of few words.
Well, unless you bring up Imran Khan or Carr and then suddenly you can't shut him up. He was so grumpy earlier. Can you tell him that he doesn't need to watch the news every second of every day?
Tu gal karna, you tell him.
Your husband, your responsibility.
He's your father. You're the one related by blood, not me.
I'm purely a product of circumstance. You chose him.
More cleaning, less insolence.
Title of my memoir.
Well, if you're not going to do it properly, then
I'm
just...
nearly done. Look, the fridge really does look okay, and I can't smell anything. I haven't gagged once, so it must be fine.
Let me smell.
Why? I smelt it. Do you not believe I can smell things? I can smell all the things.
Move, Amina, and let me smell it.
There is nothing to smell. Fine, smell it. But just know I'm disappointed that you don't even think I can smell things properly.
It's not about your talent for smelling. Here, put the strawberries on the table. I can use them today before they go bad.
Oh, okay, but see, there is no smell, so let's just move on. You know, keeping the fridge door open like that is bad for the environment.
I'll close it once I get my things. Hatharda, move your hand.
I've always been so sad that I never let you teach me how to sew. We should do that. Shall I get the sewing machine?
Maybe later.
Maybe now?
What's this?
What's what?
Where is the Zamzam Pani?
Isn't that it?
No, this is not the Zamzam one. Someone must have took it.
Why would someone take it? Maybe it was that neighbour I saw go into the fridge earlier, like I said from before.
No, Auntie Salma has had her eye on it for years. Ever since she lost hers in a house move, I bet this was her.
Okay, not to be team Auntie Salma, but I feel like even she has better things to do with her time than steal your holy water.
No, she's the only person who has visited the house this week.
For two people who don't like or trust each other, you two sure do hang out a lot.
That's it. I've had enough. I'm going to give her a piece of my mind. Mera phone kithe hai?
No, wait.
I should put this on Facebook so everyone can see how awful she is.
A public shaming, your favourite of the shamings, but maybe let's just slow down for a minute.
Nene, I have been too nice for too long. This is the last straw. Ki samajh diya? How dare she? Ki samajh diya apne aapnu? I don't care if this tears the whole family apart, but I can't take it anymore. Khandan be damned. She's gone too far for the last time.
Mum, please stop typing. Please, just rest your thumbs for a moment.
How do you spell cretin? Is it E or I at the end? Khasmanukhani. Kisa must be up now.
Can't you just stop for 1 second?
You know what? I have a photo somewhere on here where she still has her old nose. She can hide it, but I still see it on her grandkids every day. You can't outrun genetics.
Even I think that's going a bit too far. Do you want some tea? Let's just take a minute.
Oh, she's going to regret her snobby life once I post this. How do I set this to public? I'm not keeping her secrets anymore.
Stop. No, don't post anything.
It's too late, Bitter. I just did.
Oh, my God. What have you done? Mum, it was me. Auntie Selma didn't touch the bottle.
What do you mean? It was you.
I wasn't paying attention and the bottle ended up outside with the builders where it was knocked over and spilt everywhere. You have to delete that now. Give me your phone.
Is that right?
Mum, delete it. Now! You have a very small window before this gets screenshotted if it hasn't been already.
How could you, Bitter?
Can you just shout at me later? You really need to delete it. Auntie Selma is the worst, but even she doesn't deserve this.
You're right, she doesn't.
Okay, so give me your phone so I can delete it, quick.
I never posted anything.
You didn't?
Nope, nothing.
You knew the whole time?
Yes, everything.
Mum, I'm so sorry. I should have told you, but, like, that bottle is older than Harris and I just panicked. I really am sorry.
That you got caught?
Well, yes, but also genuinely sorry. Look, I've been on eBay all day looking for a replacement. One guy was asking for £800 for a litre of holy water and I was so close to bidding.
Well, you should have been honest from the start, Bitter.
I know, but on the bright side, at least our patio will be super blessed now.
If anyone is blessed, it's you.
What do you mean? Wait, how do you know what happened?
Harris told me.
That little piece of...
Now, you don't blame your brother. This label has this year's date on it and the bottle is a different colour. Not exactly hard to figure out. Meriam vi akha, eh?
Well, why am I blessed then?
Because the real bottle is in the garage.
What? Are you kidding me? Well, I was suddenly very, very concerned about the legitimacy of curses, so I just spent the whole day with my heart in my butt for no reason.
Well, that's what you get for lying, Bitter.
It was just Sprite after all.
No, it is water, just not holy water. I keep a fake bottle in the fridge as a decoy. No one can steal what you don't have.
Well, okay. Damn Da Vinci Code, I'm impressed.
Can't be too careful.
I can't believe it wasn't the holy bottle.
Nope, hasn't been since 2005.
Well, I guess the Oscar for Best Performance goes to you. Looks like Dad married an actress after all.
Beta Female was written by Amna Salim. It starred Kinan Sonia Sawa as Amna, Omar Raza as Harris, Sudha Butcher as Mum, Bhaskar Patel as Dad, and Evan Lockley as Nora. The producer was Ed Morrish, and it was a Something Else production for BBC Radio 4.
Diabolical Mum. And you can catch the finale of the series next week when Amna celebrates her birthday with a decided lack of style. Back to this evening, and there's trouble for Tom and Shula in the Archers. After the news, then on tonight's Front Row, can craft help make the world a better place? Tom Sutcliffe talks to Jenny Eclair on her new series in which she meets people doing extraordinary...